18. Time management. Habits. Daily routine. Etiquette. Plans and decisions.
时间管理，习惯日常惯例，礼仪，计划，决定。
Time management.
Time management skills.
Make the best use of my time.
Use time efficiently.
Make daily schedules.
Make a to-do list.
Plan ahead.
Plan my activities.
Stay organized.
Is always punctual.
It shows others that you care about their feelings.
It shows that you are a thoughtful person.
Arrive on time for appointments.
Anne is very organized and is always punctual and reliable at work.
Keep track of things.
Set my priorities.
Complete tasks on time.
Save time and energy.
Avoid distractions.
Is a waste of time and energy.
A procrastinator.
Put things off.
Habits and daily routine. Form a good habit. Develop a good habit.
Change a bad habit. Break a bad habit.
It can be quite difficult for young people to form good spending habits.
Many people find it difficult to change bad eating habits because they are used to a particular type of food.
Good spending habits.
Good reading habits.
Good sleeping habits.
Save money for the future.
Exercise regularly.
Wash hands regularly.
Eat more fruit and vegetables.
Quit smoking.
Daily routine.
Christopher's daily routine starts with a cup of tea, followed by a warm shower.
Get up.
An early bird.
A night owl.
Go jogging.
Have breakfast.
Go to school. Go to work.
Go to lectures. It's important that you go to lectures with the attitude that you really want to learn.
Have lunch.
Go to the library.
Go to the gym.
Have dinner.
Play the piano.
Play guitar.
Browse the internet. Surf the internet.
Check emails.
Watch TV.
Do some light reading.
Have a shower. Take a shower.
Go to bed.
Politeness.
Make eye contact during conversations.
Use please when you ask for help.
Thank others for their help.
Apologize for your mistakes.
Shake hands firmly with people you meet.
Have good table manners.
Avoid talking with food in your mouth.
Avoid chewing loudly.
Respect others' opinions.
Respect others' privacy.
Punctual. Punctuality.
Arrive on time for appointments.
Follow etiquette rules.
Wait in a queue. Wait in line.
Hold the door for the person behind you.
Avoid talking loudly in public places.
Switch off your mobile phone or put your mobile phone on silent mode before a meeting starts. Native speakers, mode. Put your mobile phone on silent.
Raise your hand before answering a question in class.
Give seats to elderly people on public transport. Elderly people, priority seats.
Politeness is a virtue.
It shows others that you care about their feelings.
It shows that you are a thoughtful person.
It also shows that you respect others.
Being polite helps us make a good impression on others.
Politeness makes communication easier.
Plans. Make a plan.
Plan ahead.
Follow the plan. Stick to the plan.
Change the plan.
Cancel the plan.
Mess up the plan.
A detailed plan.
A well thought out plan.
Save time and energy.
Make a priority.
Set a clear goal.
Set priorities.
Achieve my goal.
Decisions. Make a decision.
A valuable opportunity.
I was torn between and.
I was torn between staying and leaving.
Many parents are torn between helping their children too much and not helping their children enough.
Weigh up the pros and cons.
It was a hard decision to make.
It was a tough decision to make.
The right decision.